Good morning, everybody. It's time for the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. It's Elder Care Radio, only on News Radio 890-925-KDXU. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Elder Care Radio, brought to you by Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, helping our seniors in Southern Utah find the help they need to improve their quality of life and just enjoy a little more. If you ever have any questions or need any direction or assistance, please give our office a call. Our telephone number is 435-477-6999. Again, that's 435-477-6999. Or we invite you to go to our website and find out more about us there at pathwayhospicecare.com. And we'll try and give you that number again at the end of the show.
If we remember.
Right, I say try because sometimes we get called and they say, you forgot to repeat your number. So yep. We'll try and do that at the end of the show. Just want to remind everyone that the November 15th with Catholic Ministries, Stephen Ministries, is quickly approaching. We invite the entire community to come out to the Coosie Hall at the Catholic Church over there right next door to the Active Life Center downtown. We will be giving a presentation on programs and resources that are available. It'll be an opportunity to not only meet us, but get answers to your questions one-on-one. So come out and meet us. Come out and enjoy some snacks
and find out what might be available. Yeah, find out what may be available for you or your neighbors or your loved ones, because we really want people to take advantage of programs that are out there. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today, because we make that offer every week. You know, give us a call. We'll help you find resources that you need. But I don't think people necessarily we know there are a lot of people who aren't going to call us. Okay. And so we aren't trying to withhold information. We were just trying to make it meaningful for, you know, people who did want that information. But today we really want to kind of cover some of those resources that are available that people may not realize that can have an impact on their lives. And these are some pretty simple things that can apply. So we really want to cover that today. First, how should I start this? So there are programs available, government programs and nonprofit programs and a bunch of other programs that are available that can really make an impact on our lives. And they are certainly things that we should take advantage of. You know, we've been contributing to this economy and to our, you know, social network, and so we should be participating at all levels, contributing and being able to take advantage of those things that are available. So the first one, and this one I think is probably one of the easiest, most effective, and maybe broadest sweeping of all of these programs, and it's the ACP program, the Affordable Connectivity Program. And if you haven't heard of that, that's too bad. It is a program that reduces the cost of your wireless telephone and your internet, and reduces it significantly. For instance, for internet, home internet service, it reduces it. And I would say that most of the programs out there, the big three that provide internet here, I think have a $39.95 plan. And the ACP program will cover $30 of that every month. And it's just something you apply for. If you qualify, you get that discount. It gets paid directly to them, and so they are only going to bill you $9.95 if that's your plan. If you are paying more for that, it's still $30 off of whatever you're paying for. If you have an internet service that is less than that, and there are some, there's actually about 70-some providers that participate in this government program. And some of those providers have internet that would be less than $30, so it's absolutely free internet service at home if that's what you're looking for. And same thing with mobile internet. Now, if you are living on tribal lands, that benefit is $75. So it's certainly an interesting option. And I bring that up because for seniors who are on a fixed income, anybody who's on a fixed income, let's just go with it, because this is not just seniors. Anybody can qualify who is there. But if you want to know what the threshold is, the government sets it at 200% of the poverty level. If you earn less than 200% of the poverty level, then you qualify for this program. So what are some of those numbers? Well, if it's a single person household, you're living alone, and your income is $27,180 or less, you earn that. $27,180. How does that work out? Well, everybody's Social Security benefit is a little different, but for 2022, the average Social Security benefit is $1,657 a month. If you would qualify for this program if your Social Security benefit was $2,265 a month, if you're living alone. And if it's two people, then your combined monthly income would be $3,051.66. That's what your income level can be in order to qualify. So if your income is less than that, I would encourage you to take advantage of it, because $360 a year may be something that you want. And it takes a phone call. You can call our office. We'll give you all the resources. But effectively, any company that is providing internet service or cell phone service, if you want to use your same provider, give them a call. Just ask about the ACP program, and they will have you go through a quick questionnaire, and you can qualify for that. And that, I think, is a good option. It's been available for a long time, and we've told people about it, when we saw that, they would qualify. But the truth is, we know that not everybody calls us. We know that not everybody listens to the radio. So we're hoping that you, as listeners, can help people who don't know that this program exists. Share that information with them so that we can get more people covered, and especially in these inflationary times, be able to reduce the cost of living for people who are on limited budgets. And I think everybody's on a limited budget. That's the first one. Now, it can be based upon that household income number. If you're a family of eight, it's $93,280. Hmm. And that's, everybody living in the home. So at $93,260, that's a lot of income. And I think there are a lot of people who don't have that level of income.
And that's a lot of family members in a single home.
It is.
Eight.
And we know what that's like.
I think only we have eight people remaining in our home.
No, I think there may be others, just so you know. But any number in between, if you want to know what those numbers are, you can look them up online. You can give us a call. Our telephone number, simplest one in southern Utah, local area code 435. And then, this is the simple part, it's 4, middle of the keyboard, 77 on the left, and 6, middle of the keyboard, 999 on the right. It is just a really easy number. And we just love helping anybody in any circumstance. We do talk about hospice and palliative care, and whether you qualify for that or not, we still want to help you out, just making life better and get to know you a little bit and maybe help you find better resources.
I'm going to let you comment. Keep going.
All right.
How about you, Andy? Hey, you know what? I was actually helping out a patient really quick, so I wasn't totally paying 100% attention, and I apologize to that. Did you talk about the cancer benefits?
Nope.
Or is that coming?
That's
going to
be coming.
Okay, good.
So if you you can qualify for that same program if you are on SNAP or Medicaid or WIC or any of those other government programs. Almost all of them work.
Oh. She wants a piece of you, man. She's
I guess
take
she does.
It out. Yeah.
So then the other thing, and this is Kaylee started this conversation a little bit, there are a lot of resources that are available for people dealing with chronic and life-limiting issues. There's money available.
She didn't want you. She wanted your phone, by the way.
I believe that she did.
Yeah.
So there's a number of programs, and they're all a little different. But we kind of framed this with, and we started with cancer, free grants for cancer patients and their families. And those grants can cover quite a few things. I'm just going to go through some of these to let you know what those are. So the Cancer Research Life Foundation, they have a program where they have a variety of financial assistance for all or some of the expenses related to treatment. So those could include travel. They could include cost of medications, airfare, accommodations while you're there, those kind of things. That's one of them. There's a program, Join the Flock Housing Grant Program, which for families that are impacted by cancer, they can gift you mortgage payments. And when it's a grant, there's no payback. It's not a loan. It's just money that's given. Now that's a nomination program. You actually nominate people who might need that. So you can look on that. Again, contact us. We'll let you know. But it's called Join the Flock. Jointheflockinc.org if you're looking for that website. And you can nominate people that you think have a need for mortgage payment relief if they or a family member are suffering from cancer, whether that's somebody who is elderly or somebody who's young. Vital Options International, this is more than just cancer patients. It's any life-limiting condition, cancer, Parkinson's, Huntington's, others. They can cover awards for food and housing and transportation and pretty much any other financial impact items that might happen for people who are suffering from diseases. The National Cancer Assistance Foundation grants. If you have an income lower than $77,925 for a family of four, then you qualify for that program. I'm just going to keep going through these and explaining them, but we really encourage people to take advantage of things that are available because it does have a huge impact. It takes away some of the stress and anxieties, and that's really what we're trying to do in everything we do is make life better for those people who life isn't perfect for right now.
So if you are sitting at home as either a child or a grandchild caring for somebody, a senior that you love and worry about all the time, there are resources available, many resources available. We just often don't know how to access them. So we've spent the last 5 years here in this community trying to gather information to help people, and we do welcome your calls. We want to help you live a better life. And just recently, we helped one of our cancer patients get some aid, some grants from some of these programs, and it was absolutely, filled my heart when I saw her get her first check for $500, and she was absolutely overwhelmed because she just did not know how she was going to pay her bills. She lives alone, and here comes this check, and she had no idea that those resources were available to her. She was absolutely tapped, spending all of her money on medications and co-pays and deductibles, and we were able to help her. So we feel, that it's important that the community knows that there's help available for you.
And many of these programs are based upon donations. For instance, the Cancer Cartel Grant Program, which contributes to those people who have cancer. But right now, they are out of funds, so they've closed their application process until they get more funds. And so this is kind of a two-way street. If you are in a position where you can help impact the lives of people who need help dealing with life-limiting conditions, whether that's cancer or others, you might look at some of these programs and see if it's something you would be willing to contribute to. One Up on Cancer, their grants paid directly to the agency or program providing the medical services, not to the patient. Now, that means that, let's say that you have some co-pays or prescription costs or you're going through treatment that is not covered by insurance, then they will carry at least some of that burden and just pay that directly to them. You don't get the money, but it does reduce your costs. There's a pet assistance and wellness program for those people who have cancer in order to make sure your pets are taken care of. They can pay for food or veterinary services or things like that. I mean, the variety of options are just incredible. And so if we aren't aware of these things, we can't take advantage of them. We can't do better. So for those people who haven't called us, who are thinking, well, yeah, some people say they can do stuff, but it never happens. We just want to give you all the tools that we can. And this is only one part of it, but it's a start. Modest Needs Foundation is for anybody who has any type of crisis. It doesn't have to be a medical crisis, but they just are struggling, and that can be an award from anywhere from $750 to $1,250. So you just have to go through the application process and see. There's no guarantees on any of these, but they are looking to provide help for people, so it's a good place to go. The Cancer-Related Behavioral Health Fund, reimbursement costs for counseling, transportation needed for, managed care-related behavioral health issues. So if you are dealing with more than just the cancer, there are other impact events that are happening in your life, then that can be there. Now, the maximum award level is $2,000 per year, but, man, it's $2,000 a year. That's something worth considering. And where do you fit in there? Now, we talked about the ACP program, the Affordable Connectivity Program, being set at anywhere under 200% of poverty level. Well, this program specifically is limited to those people who are at 500% of poverty level or lower. So if it's $27,000 for an individual, then we're really looking at 60-some thousand dollars of income. If you're below that, and it's a rough estimate, if you're below that, then you qualify at that level. So you might want to consider doing that. Each of these have different qualifications. We didn't list them all here, but we'll help you walk through this if you want. So the Family Reach Emergency Relief Grant, they actually have multiple programs. This one specifically, the Emergency Relief Grant, covers non-medical everyday expenses such as mortgage payments, utilities, groceries, and transportation costs. That one's available, and we're not quite halfway through our list. So I hope you see how expansive these options are. More Moments, More Memories Clinical Trial Fund. If you are participating in a clinical trial or you are trying to participate in a clinical trial, then they will help you either find those clinical trials or fund them, you know, your application in it. And again, that's at 500% of the federal poverty level. So single person, $60,000 or so.
So the reality of that is most seniors are going to qualify for that unless you have, you know, a really fabulous retirement plan. You're probably going to qualify that. That is below the average for Social Security. So then you would be eligible for those grants.
So I actually did this math and I found my note on that. So for an individual, that's $67,950. If you are earning that or less every year, you're probably qualifying for that program.
Seniors are earning less than that.
If you're married, it's $91,550. And I think
I
think there are plenty of people in this community that can say, yes, as a married couple, we are making less than $91,550.
Right, especially our senior community. Absolutely.
So, and we didn't put these in any particular order. Every one of them is worth investigating, and we can't say that one is more generous or less generous than the other. That's not what we're trying to do. We're just trying to show you that there are resources available that you should actively be pursuing. I remember getting some advice a long time ago for a kid who's, you know, going to be graduating high school or in his junior year. They said the best job you can get if you're going to college is looking for scholarships and grants. Spend all of your time applying to everything, because it's amazing how much is available if you're willing to put in the work. You'll get more in that than you would possibly, you know, doing an hourly wage. And so kind of the same thing here. If you're willing to do a little bit of work, if you're willing to help somebody do a little bit of work so that they can get those benefits. Fighters for Life Grant Program, again, cost of living, mortgage, utilities, food, gas, while undergoing treatment. They cover, you know, company bills that are submitted to them, so that's good. And then they do give you gift cards if the assistance is in food or gas. So those are all great. The Emergency Rental Assistance Program, this is actually a federal program, I believe. Department of the Treasury set this up. And if you are having a hard time paying your bills, and this is not just related to cancer, then these funds are available to you. They can pay up to 18 months worth of housing costs, rental for residents in the U.S. with financial needs. So that's, you know, something to consider. Also, if right now with inflation and everything else, you're struggling because your rent isn't being paid, then you might want to look into that. Check through the state to see where that's at for you. Help Me Bounce financial grants. Families experience hardship for critical medical illness. It's all crowdfunded. Again, crowdfunding is how they raise that money, so they will take care of putting out those requests and getting you resources. So giving them enough information to put that story together may be a great way to do it. U.S. Department of Energy has a weatherization assistance grant. for people. And some of us may know about this, but it, again, is underutilized. That goes through five counties. You call them. They will send somebody out to help you figure out efficient ways to improve your insulation or, you know, reduce your heating costs or cooling costs, and they'll help fund those changes. So that may be worth looking at. There's another one, Rebuilding Together, which is similar, except that they don't actually have anything in Utah. For those of you who are in Arizona and Nevada, that's a program that can be available, and that's Rebuilding Together, housing repair grants. So they help low-income people with zero renovation costs. But, like I said, not available in Utah. For the rest of you, it's a good option. HUD Emergency Solutions grant provides help for low-income renters in the USA that are at immediate risk for homelessness. They will cover short-term rent, payments of rental arrears.
Mediation and legal services. Yeah. What a great benefit to those people who feel the pressure that they're being unfairly treated. There are resources to help reduce your stress. People that will come in and help you to understand what your rights are, but also your responsibilities, but how you can, you know, feel safe and protected.
And on that program, you know, not too long ago, a year or so ago, that program was so overwhelmed with people just looking for housing. You know, there was no government-assisted housing available. Nobody had done that Section 8, or there weren't enough Section 8 homes available for all the people in the community that needed it. Things may have changed a little bit now. I know the guy that runs that, and so it might be worth finding out if there's available assistance. They had funds available. They just didn't have places to put people that would accept the funds that were available, because the amount that people were charging in rent was huge. But if you already have a place and your rent is just too high, those funds may be available to you. So you look at that. The COC dollars allocated to assistance, that is, the acronym for that is a DATA grant. Financial assistance available to anyone in the U.S. in current active cancer treatment. So if you have had a cancer treatment in the past 12 months, then you qualify for this program, and it's funds that are available. Keep Swimming Foundation, again, relief for families critical ill patients in the U.S. who require extended inpatient medical care at an accredited hospital through grants. Hospital stay must exceed 21 days. So if you've got somebody who's been in the hospital for 21 days, then the family has this opportunity available to help them. Because really, when the breadwinner is the one who is unable to work and unable to contribute, that has a massive impact. The Lazarex Cancer Foundation, they'll match you with a National Cancer Clinical Trial Program. For whatever cancer you have, they are the ones that are reaching out and working on these relationships, trying to get people into them, and they will help cover the costs associated with participation, whether that's transportation. It could be local transportation, taxi, or airfare, or car rental, or parking fees. They'll cover all that. They can cover lodging while you're there. There's just a lot more. NetWish. We won't go through all these. We're running out of time. River of Life Foundation, the Andre Sobel River of Life Foundation, Cancer in the Family Relief Fund, and TANF, T-A-N-F, Temporary Assistance Funds for Needy Families. We've got the list.
I hope everybody realizes that with all those grants and resources available, there is likely something for you. So if you're a senior who is struggling financially, overwhelmed with caring for a loved one or caring for yourself, if you have a critical illness or a chronic disease, give our office a call. Let's see if we can help you find the resources that you need.
And if you just want that list, you can email me, care@pathwayhospicecare.com, and we will send you these lists just so that you can get it.
Thanks for being here, everyone. Give our office a call, 435-477-6999, and we look forward to talking with you next week.